Hi and welcome. This is WYCE's Community Connection. We've got a special edition this week as we are here in mid-August. You're hearing Jason Wheeler and Bruce Ling, two of the principals behind the Great Lakes Music Camp, happening October 5th through 8th, 2023. And they are both in studio with us for this week's edition of WYCE's Community Connection. That's pretty wonderful, guys. Thank you very much. I'll let you each grab the microphone so we can now commence with the speaking part of the show, as they would say. And first of all, I'm going to have you guys introduce yourself. Jason Wheeler to my, I guess, across and left for those keeping score at home, and Bruce Ling to my immediate right. First of all, Jason, your role with the Great Lakes Music Camp.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us, Phil. So, Jason Wheeler, I'm the executive director of Great Lakes Music. Our signature event is the Great Lakes Music Camp, and it's happening October 5th through the 8th of this year in West Olive, Michigan at Camp Blodge at Lokes Retreat Center.
And Bruce?
My name is Bruce Ling. I'm the president and co-founder of the Grand River Watershed Arts and Music Council. We do environmental education, and also we promote the perpetuation of traditional American music. The Great Lakes Music Camp is one of the programs underneath our umbrella.
Great Lakes Music, Jason, how did this all start?
A long-time collaboration relationship with Bruce and Becca. As the years have gone on and diving deeper into the traditional arts, valuing the process of learning from the people that have been teaching me, and then finding myself in a place where I felt like it was important to start, being a middleman, keep learning a lot of this stuff and start to pass it on. And I think after a few years of teaching music, I found that a better route for me to go was to try to do it in an inspiring way. And an event seemed to be more suited for me and the team that we built around ourselves. So rather than trying to conduct a weekly or a daily lesson or an online platform, which there's so many people that are excellent at that, this seemed like a natural fit to kind of highlight all of the good work that the traditional musicians are doing throughout the year, bring them together for a weekend, celebrate that music, share what we've learned through the year, and then go about our ways.
Is there anybody in West Michigan who doesn't know Bruce Ling?
Not that I've met yet.
No.
I thank you for that, Phil. Now, I'm recognized as a carrier of oral tradition, and that's information that's passed on from older to younger people. It could be boat building, yeah, or chair caning or whatever, but it's that continuous thread through the generation. So what I do is I pass on what I've learned from the older folks. I'm very fortunate to have come from a musical family and surrounded by older musicians. Jason was with us when he was a younger guy, learning tunes from me and mandolin, and actually playing in our string band, Hawks and Owls. And
I did not know that.
Back in the day.
I know Bruce's backstory. What inspired you to take up music and stringed instruments?
Yeah, I was coming out of playing in electric bands. So from
were a rock and roller. Okay.
Yeah, trying to be. And then it started, just like what you'll hear that from a lot of people, I think, that end up with an acoustic guitar or a banjo or fiddle or mandolin in their hands. At some point they were doing, rock and roll, punk, metal, whatever was exciting. And then you hear a different, just like Bruce was talking about, an experience that he had a couple weeks ago at a non-traditional arts festival and turning somebody on to the music. Once it's the right time for you and you hear it, it just kind of grabbed me. And then over the years, just finding my way through festivals and camps and jams and all that stuff to try to, keep on acquiring more knowledge. But it's such a fun process. And yeah, that's how I got into it.
We're going to talk about the Great Lakes Music Camp, and I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag very early in this radio conversation. I have bad news. This year's camp is completely sold out, which is
just
great
about
news.
not totally not sold out. So you can, all of our on-site packages are sold out, but we are still taking registration for the day campers. So commuters, right, or people that want to stay in hotels in the nearby Grand Haven, we can, sign up as quick as you can.
Or people who would like to clean Bruce's fish or walk Jason's dog and wash their cars for the next year, you might be able to get in. So check out greatlakesmusic.org to learn more, greatlakesmusic.org. I want to go back to what one of you said. I think it was you, Bruce. I don't know about the roots of the great music that is still with us today. And you had mentioned, I think the phrase you mentioned, this is original form of American music.
Totally.
It really is. and it goes back years. I mean, decades. It goes back to the 19th century, right?
Earlier than that, you know, the 18th early 18th century. This music it was inspired by the Irish diaspora of the mid 19th century. All those Irish people that immigrated here during the Great Potato Famine in the 1850s brought all this wonderful music, as well as the Scotch that settled in the Appalachian area. Out of that came what is known today, eventually, country music. Well, big thanks to Jimmy Rogers and the Carter family in the 1927 Bristol Sessions. You can research that. That is the root of country music. But, you know, you also have all this music that was brought over by unwilling participants in our agricultural system, slaves, going back to the 1600s, and they brought all these great rhythms here. We've got blues out of that. Yeah. You know, it's all this acoustic music, and it's all based on vibration and beat. And out of that, we've developed rap and hip hop and all these other art forms as well. You know,
I think what I sense is that the passion and the driving force behind Great Lakes Music and the Great Lakes Music Camp is to make sure this tradition, this form of making music, never dies.
Most certainly. And it isn't restricted totally to bluegrass or old-time traditional Appalachian fiddle tunes, Great Lakes Music Camp. We also have a big swing track, swing music and improvisational. But it's all acoustic, and it's all forms of acoustic music that you'll find at the Great Lakes Music Camp. Also, all instruments represented: guitar, fiddle, mandolin, bass, banjo, songwriting. Vocals, a vocal track as well. Tim Stafford is our songwriter this year, multi-Grammy Award winner. So we've got a number of very heavy hitters on staff.
Jason, you're playing what?
This is a mandolin.
And it's a basic mandolin. Have I seen smaller mandolins? Different sizes?
Different shapes. There's a lot of different variations of the mandolin family. This is a really fine instrument that was made by a gentleman in Ohio, Don McCrosty, Red Diamond Mandolins. They were fantastic. Yeah, so even the building side of it. When you're living it, you're living it all the way. And so you want to have instruments that were somehow connected to you or that you know the builder, that sort of thing. That's what found me to this.
Handmade mandolin.
Single individual.
Do you insure that through Geico or?
Yeah, I just try to not drop it.
Obviously. It's handcrafted. It's a beautiful instrument. It's got one thing that strikes me, and I never realized this about a mandolin. It has 8 strings.
Yeah. Yep.
What caused that to be different from the traditional 6-string guitar?
Well, I mean, this all the way back into Africa, where there are stringed instruments, 2-string, 2-string, 4-string that all have sympathetic strings, because if you didn't have a bow, you would need more volume. That's one of the pieces that I understand from it. And then most recently, maybe in the last couple hundred years, was trying its best to find a place within symphony structure where you have all bowed instruments. So if you got violins, violas, cellos, and basses that are also being bowed, this would get drowned out. So an extra course of strings, I think, brings the extra resonation, helps it keep up sonically with everything else.
And really distinguishable when you hear it.
Yeah, it is.
Higher pitched.
Yep.
What else is the characteristic sound of a mandolin?
I think the chop that people are used to recognizing, that sort of sound to replace what would have been a drum.
Okay.
That's a distinguishing characteristic of the mandolin, in my opinion.
Is it an offshoot of any other string? Did the viola or violin come
before? No, I think it was first of its size, right? Of scale length is what I should say. The first of its scale length that I'm aware of, but I'm sure there's some instrument that predates it that's a mandolin-ish instrument.
Out of the mandolin family, we also have mandolin mandola, which is next steps higher. Mandocello, which is even higher. There's also a thing called a cittern, which is a very long-necked 8-stringed instrument as well. Irish instrument. A bouzouki, a Greek instrument.
Yep.
Same with the 4 courses of 2 strings.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so people who are actually interested in this, like musical nerds or people who might be luthiers or whatever, there are elements of the instrument's history interwoven within the camp and included in the major projects that Bruce and Becca work on as well. Anything related to dances, some kid's going to come up and say that they've never seen a bass and they're enamored by it and they ask questions. So these sort of things are just a natural part of the educational process too, discussing the instruments, where they came from, and It is a big part of it.
Jason Wheeler, founder of Great Lakes Music and the Great Lakes Music Camp. Bruce Ling, string musician extraordinaire, frontman of Hawks and Owls, electrician by day, fisherman by night, and a whole bunch of other things. They partner getting together in Great Lakes Music Camp, October 5th through 8th, at one of the most beautiful spots in all of North America, mm-hmm. Camp Blodgett in beautiful West Owl of Michigan. You can learn more at greatlakesmusic.org, greatlakesmusic.org. What should folks know who are listening to us on WICE? What should they know about what happens at Great Lakes Music Camp?
This is a community building event rooted in the instruments that we love. That's what, I mean, I'll leave some space for Bruce too, but it is, like you mentioned, it's kind of tied to our mortality. We have opportunity, if not a responsibility, however you want to look at that, to pass on what we're learning. The camp is an opportunity for us to get connected with people of like mindedness or that have that sense about them, and then the expectations that they leave the camp and they go out and they continue to form these relationships and share the tunes, form bands, continue their own studies, find and seek out teachers who are here in West Michigan. So it's all of that for me.
The spiritual aspect of the Great Lakes Music Camp as well. The vibration of the community of musicians where people come together. Some have not played in...
Or seen Lake Michigan,
yeah.
That's a great point.
But coming together in a circle of all skill levels and sharing music together is a spiritual experience. And it's something that you cannot explain to somebody. You can only experience it. And that's what we provide there. Another of the many things we provide at the Great Lakes Music Camp.
If any of you are considering it, know that there's really, really inspiring and caring teachers that are a part of this, and that's a really big part of it. Come and see that for yourself, and you'll gain so much musical appreciation and knowledge.
I am looking, it looks like there are 20, 25 teachers.
Yeah, it's a big staff.
Holy cow. Yep. And a guy named Hayes Griffin, who used to run this radio station, he's just a wonderful guy and a wonderful player and teacher, and just... I can sense what you said, Bruce, about just the spirituality that's coming out of this and this cohesive, wonderful group of teachers and musicians. How could you not feel like you've been transported to another plane? Mm-hmm. Now, I know I was lucky enough because I was a friend of Bruce Ling. Last year, you invited me to the final day. Is there any public component of this?
Yeah. The benefit concert on Saturday would be October 7th. So okay. The schedule may change a little bit, but just say 8 p.m. Saturday, October 7th, $20. That $20 goes to the Grand River Watershed Arts and Music Council for continued programs. Hopefully this year where that's going toward is to support the dance community. That sounds like Bruce is ramping back up here post-COVID. So I think that's where we're going to target. Come on out and see the show. You're going to see a fantastic group of instructors all performing miniature sets. It would be thousands of dollars worth of tickets to go see these 20 instructors individual shows at the venues that they're playing. You're talking, some of these folks are playing arenas. So I think that would be a highlight. Just come and experience that, if nothing else.
I am so thankful for this time with both of you. And I just want to say over the air of WYCE for all of our listeners, we are so fortunate to have this right here in our backyard.
You are playing a huge role in what we're doing.
The essence of community radio is supporting things like this. It is something that makes me, in my 42nd year of radio, absolutely thrilled to do what I do. This is what my passion is making sure people know about this. If you have young ones who have expressed an interest in playing a stringed instrument, there's no better way to enroll them. And I know you start enrollment as early as the spring of next year, of 2024, for the upcoming camp. So they should check Great Lakes Music.
Yep, and we have check out our youth scholarship program. That's important. We still have two or three spots available. And then the Great Lakes Music Youth Academy, which is your one day, like, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I want to see if I love this. And we have avenues for kids to get involved and for parents to stay engaged and learn more at our website.
Bruce Ling, Jason Wheeler, the Great Lakes Music Camp, greatlakesmusic.org. Would you guys take us out with about a minute of music, please?
Here's an old tune called Dubuque.
That's our program for this week, WYC's Community Connection. Thank you so much again to Jason Wheeler and Bruce Ling, our guest. We'll catch you next week.